I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, January 25. Coming up, government to ramp up divestment initiatives. Debate on Banking Services Amendment Act gets underway in the lower house, and Heart Foundation urges citizens to get screened. The details after the break.
You didn't know, say, every time somebody participate in illegal gambling, they must set the country back a far away. Illegal gambling take well-needed money out of the government kitty and give them less to work with to provide things like healthcare, education, fixed roads, and even build infrastructure. Illegal gambling need for stop, and you need for help stop it. If you see illegal gambling going on anywhere, just call Crime Stop at 311 and report it. It's safe and confidential, and you could get a reward. Play your part. Help stamp out illegal gambling.
A message from the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission. Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be aggressively moving to utilize state assets in ways that will create jobs and foster economic growth. Mr. Holness says a number of government-owned assets, while not generating losses, have the potential to generate even greater revenue and economic opportunities for Jamaica if made available to the private sector. The focus, he adds, must now shift towards creating the ideal regulatory framework to enable the private sector to invest in government assets.
So if you really want to get a low water rate, faster passport office, better examinations for your car, then some of these functions really ought to be placed in the private sector with a strong regulatory environment.
A robust and enabled private sector, Mr. Holness says, will stimulate competition and drive down the cost of goods and services. The House of Representatives on Tuesday started debate on the Banking Services Amendment Act. The legislation, based on a private member's bill brought by a Member of Parliament for St. Catherine South, Fitzjackson, seeks to have the Bank of Jamaica regulate the use of fees and charges by financial institutions and ensure greater protection for customers. Prime Minister Andrew Holness commended Mr. Jackson for taking the legislation, which began as a private member's motion, through the various stages.
It is important that the country understands that the Parliament isn't just sitting as government and opposition, that parliamentarians in their own right, with their own energy and effort, and using this forum to defend and protect the interests of Jamaicans.
In piloting the bill, Mr. Jackson said it represents a progressive step to enhance the provisions of the existing Banking Services Act by ensuring that the interest of depositors is protected. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, is reiterating his call for farmers to practice Climate Smart Agriculture, CSA, to help the sector achieve sustainable growth. Mr. Hutchinson says the practice is necessary, especially in light of the onset of extreme weather conditions and the outbreak of plant pests and diseases, which result in billions of dollars in losses to the sector. He says through the ministry, several programs have been managed or implemented to mitigate the impact of climate change on the agriculture sector.
Through these initiatives, we have provided over $70 million in productivity grants, trained 2,300 farmers in better soil conservation methods. Over $1 billion in income has been generated by farmers from crops harvested. We have trained RADA extension officers in land husbandry and farm field school methodology.
Minister Hutchinson was speaking at the recently held sub-launch of the 5th LASCO Relief Environmental Awareness Program REAP competition in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. And the Heart Foundation of Jamaica is urging citizens to get screened for underlying heart conditions that may result in sudden cardiac arrest. Chair of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Andreen Chung, says lifestyle factors such as unhealthy eating habits, obesity and smoking can contribute to cardiac arrest in the long run. Speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday, Dr. Chung said the immediate cause of sudden cardiac arrest is a disturbance of the heart rhythm.
It is easier and in the long run more effective if you prevent sudden cardiac arrest. Because coronary heart disease is the commonest cause by far of sudden cardiac arrest, then preventive measures to prevent coronary artery disease will be the way to prevent sudden cardiac arrest.
Dr. Chung says it's better to prevent sudden cardiac arrest than to treat it, hence the importance for screening. The Heart Foundation will be observing the month of February as Heart Month with special emphasis on cardiac arrest. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.